We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What do I got a bug hanging?
Boo Chumbi.
So I'll be the nerd.
We'll be the players. You be the nerd.
And you don't have data on your side, I'll tell you that. No.
Cubs play-by-play man for the Marquee Network.
The 0-1. Hit the air down the left side towards the corner. This is a chance. Gone. Home run for Javi Baez. He reached down and scooped it out of the park. And Baez with the two-run blast, and how about that?
All the latest news and notes on the Chicago Cubs.
Too much spray in the spray chart right now.
You ever see War Games? It looked like War Games, when the computer, when the Whopper.
It does ring a bell.
Yeah, more ridiculous movie references coming up in the 8th.
Is this game, or is it real? What's the difference?
John Chumbi.
What happened to the Boog person?
Boog Chumbi with Parkinson Spiegel on 670 The Score.
I'm loving the references on Marquee. Let's play Global Thermal Nuclear War. I fell in love with the Galaga machine because of War Games. Boog Chumbi with us on the Alpamonte Nissan Hotline. Alpamonte Nissan in Melrose Park. What's up, Boog?
Hi, boys. What's happening?
See, it's not just me. It's not just you. Even Parkins. Even
what do you mean, even Parkins? What is that supposed to be?
You're younger. Yeah. You're younger than I. War Games hits me right between the eyes. I'm an old man, Danny, but you are younger and more vibrant, more virile, perhaps.
That's true. That
some
is
would
true.
Say. And War Games speaks to us. Keep them coming, Boog. Keep them coming.
All right. I'll try my best. Clown show. How you guys doing?
Doing our own clown show that for some reason they pay us, 2-6 on the score.
I like it.
You seem very comfortable. Do you feel at home already? Have you settled in?
I feel comfortable. Everyone's been so welcoming, and I've enjoyed it. Look, I like doing this, I'm starting to, I don't know whether that comes across, but, it's the thing that I enjoy doing. And it's that combo of I'm genuinely interested. There are probably elements of it that I like to turn into science that maybe that part doesn't appeal to the average fan, but I think, I try and find interesting stuff. I try and play a little bit. I have a great partner for both of those things. And then the other thing is I'm going to screw some stuff up. And it all just ends up being part of the stew. But I don't know. There's something about being here that feels really, really right. Really, it does feel comfortable. I guess that was a really long answer. But yeah, that was my answer is yes. I feel comfortable.
I'm glad to hear that it feels right. It feels right watching. It's very, very comfortable. We were just talking with our producers who are White Sox fans about the difference between the head and the heart as you watch these games and you get excited when they win and feel down when they lose and it shouldn't matter as much as it does to you on a daily basis because it's a long season and there's still 154 games left to go. But that's the key, isn't it? Trying to balance that intellectual feeling that, hey, there's plenty of time with the personal passion of, damn it, we got to get this done right now. That's a really fun part of the game, isn't it?
So it's interesting. I think that one of the things that I really liked about being the national guy was that I viewed everything through this really clinical lens. And when you're living it day in and day out, and you watch your team for 12 straight days struggle with men in scoring position, and I come trudging in and I'm like, hey, how's your offense doing? And, you know, you've been in the middle of this thing. It's hard not to emotionally react to stuff. You're just human in that regard. And so, I'd be lying if I'm not immune to it now that I'm in it. You know, for example, I still think this Cubs offense is going to score runs, but it's been, you know, a pretty rough start so far. So it's, yeah, that's part of the beauty of doing it every single day.
So Boog, is the reason you have that confidence because the proverbial like back of the baseball card and the pedigree of the talent? Because I got to say, as someone who's been watching basically every one of these games with basically the same roster for the last few years, this does feel like the old expression deja vu all over again with this Cubs offense.
Right. The only thing I would say to you, though, is like, so last year they weren't, you know, they were below average offense if you're taking into account, you know, 10th in runs per game. But I mean, beyond that, it's not, I mean, this offense has not had trouble scoring. So, you know, you may emotionally have experienced it like this was a bad offense, but it hasn't been a bad offense. You know what I'm saying? Last year, taking last year out of it, you may think you have been watching an offense that's struggling, but it hasn't. I know that there has been ups and downs with individual seasons, but do you understand my point?
Yeah, like, and I think it's also been...
You're watching an offense that's fifth or sixth in the league out of 15 teams and runs per game. Like, you're watching a pretty good offense.
Yeah, I definitely think it's spoiled by the weight of their previous accomplishment and expectations, and then also high-profile letdowns, right? It was that the offense broke at the end of years or didn't show up in the playoff games or the game 163 and that sort of thing. So I think inevitably you're going to weight those performances as opposed to, oh, they were really hot in June of 2018.
Right. That's right. I understand.
Yeah, that's what it is that we've seen them in the playoffs against really good pitchers. As you were doing those Marlins games last year, and your old game.
Yes, that's real.
Yeah, so it's like we see three homers yesterday from guys who have to hit for this team to win, and they often do. And in the regular season, they often do. So that's what it is. It's going to take some convincing for a lot of Cubs fans and people, you know, Jamokes like us, I think, to really believe that things might be different if they get to the playoffs against good pitching again.
And again, I guess what I would say back to you, I'm not gonna try and oversell this, but I would also say, you know, look at it through, you know, the prism of another team, like the Dodgers. You think the Dodgers were flawed in 19, in 18, in 17, or did it just not happen? You know what I'm saying? Like, Did they figure something out? Like, did Kershaw figure something out last year? Or are you just okay with the idea of, yeah, sample size, like it was just going to happen? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And I think that, right, part of that is the order that it happened. The Cubs won early and then faltered after it, right, as opposed to the Dodgers that got there, faltered, and then finally broke through.
I like where your head's at. I'm totally on board on that. Totally. Yep.
Yeah. So, I'm fascinated, Boog, by you feeling it now in a slightly different way, or maybe a very different way, because you're living it day to day. And when you live it day to day, and the frustration starts to build, and the human part, I wonder if you'll feel any more consideration for some of the soft factors that managers sometimes go to, whether it's let's shake up the lineup or let's change things somehow, or you wear the wacky suit on the way out of town for a road trip. But like, we see why they do that stuff, because it gets frustrating personally as a year can go on.
Well, because they don't have – I mean, the other part is because they don't have control. You know what I'm saying? Like, the other part of it is the managers have so little control over influencing the offense that the lineup is the only way to seemingly, you know, shake it off. That's you know, what ends up happening. And we start to figure, okay, well, maybe the ordering will change something up. And it's not like it doesn't go into the players' thinking as well. And all of a sudden, you know, you're hitting, you know, player X in Y spot and it works. And whether it's actually because of that is irrelevant if, you know, it starts to get them in a better space. I mean, baseball is so much more full of stuff like that. Whereas, you know, in the end, you've got to be willing to participate in the long game. I mean, I think as a player, a manager, and as a fan.
So, Boog, you were in Atlanta just before Kimbrel got there, right? You were in Atlanta 2007 to 2009, I think.
Yep, and he was an all-star in 2010 as a rookie, I think. He and Venters.
Johnny Venters, amazing. That young bullpen was crazy. This is the best version of Kimbrel that Cubs fans have seen. This is different. This is different than anything we've experienced. What do you like about what you're seeing from him? It was fun to hear you and JD yesterday talking about that moment of zen that he takes before each pitch.
Well, again, I think there's a stuff component, you know, that you monitor as a pitcher who's got a big fastball, ages. There's health, and there's going to be health that, you know, the average person may not know about. And then the other part is, again, there's a volatility of performance that can take place with relievers when it comes in these little one-inning segments. You are still talking about, as I like to say, you know, by rate, one of the greatest strikeout pitchers that's ever played the sport. Like, let that wash over you for a second. So, I know in these little bursts and spots it hasn't been great for him, but the resume says, for the most part, if you run him out there a good chunk of the time, you know, 40-something percent of the time he's going to strike somebody out. So there's a body of work there, and right now it's clearly he's throwing the ball where he wants to throw the ball. That's the starting point, and the stuff looks good.
Boog Sciambi with us, Parkins and Spiegel on the Score. He's going to join us weekly, mostly on Fridays, but when they have day games, we'll move it around throughout the baseball season. And
yes.
Boog, it's going to be awesome, man. And part of it is we want to talk baseball with you, but also just kind of like welcome you into the world of the show and get to know you and introduce Chicagoans to you in a different way. And I think that people should know, if they don't, that you are involved in something and one of the driving forces behind something in baseball this year and going forward that's going to be very special. Lou Gehrig Day is going to be June 2nd, and you had a pretty significant role in making that happen, didn't you? Can you tell people about kind of your backstory with ALS and why this day is so important to you?
Yeah, so I grew up in New York City, and I moved to this area in New York called Roosevelt Island, and I met a friend when I was 7 years old. And my buddy's name is Tim Sheehy, and Tim was a really good soccer player, and we were good friends, you know, throughout childhood, through college. And in 2005, he was diagnosed with ALS. And, you know, he was a pretty textbook case. He died in 2.5 years. In 2007, he passed. But before he passed, he and his wife, Katie, had financial problems because as his condition worsened and his ability to move decreased, the financial costs grew. And with that, we decided to create a charity. The place I lived growing up was called Roosevelt Island. There's one street called Main Street. So Tim and a group of his childhood friends, we put together this charity and called it Project Main Street. And we raised money to help with patient care for people living with the disease. So we had our first event. Coincidentally, Tim went to college with the guys from Hootie and the Blowfish. They played our first event for free. We took that money. We gave about half of it to Tim and Katie. The rest we used to start our 501c3, and we've been running it you know, really since then in his honor. And, yeah, I've been pushing on MLB to do a league-wide day. I think of ALS as baseball's disease because, it, you know, it bears Lou Gehrig's name. And a group of, you know, pretty amazing people really pushed it across the finish line. Adam Wilson, Brian Wayne, the Haberstroh family, their mom, Chuck, Steve, and Tom, their mom, Patty, has ALS right now. Adam is another living with ALS right now. You know, obviously, we got participation from the Piscotty family, the Crawford family, and Major League Baseball this year decided that, yeah, going forward, June 2nd will be ALS Day, will be Lou Gehrig ALS Day. So it's a way to honor one of the best players ever, you know, one of the best men ever, and hopefully raise some awareness. You know, look, it's personal for me, and I lost a really close friend. The one headline I would say on the disease for the people, it's a motor neuron disease, and it's 100% fatal. It's unbeaten. It's sad to say that. They haven't come up with a cure. So I advocate in all spheres for it. I'm fine, you know, to raise money for research, and our charity happens to want to, you know, every dollar raised goes to help people living with the disease. So, you know, as we get closer to it, I'm going to be out there, you know, advocating, trying to raise awareness and raise money. And, you know, it's just something every year we run charity events and that type of thing. So I think we're going to do some cool stuff this year leading up to it. I'm hoping to partner with Joe from Obvious Shirts on a cool shirt. And yeah, I'm excited to get a chance to use the platform a little bit. The people at Marquee and the Cubs have been great about it. So it's super personal, and yeah, June 2nd will be a big deal for me.
ProjectMainStreet.org, that's ST.org, is the charity that Boog is talking about. And the Tim Sheehy softball classic that you did for 5 years in New York, Boog, is that going to come back? And
I'm hoping.
Do you do play-by-play for that? Are you there doing play-by-play of the game?
No, I hit into double plays, basically, is what I do in that game. So, but the cool part about, we didn't do it last year. This year, we're going to wait and see. But the neat thing is that we actually play the whole tournament on the field that Tim and all of us grew up playing Little League on. So it's kind of neat. I mean, it's the field I've been playing on since 1977.
That's awesome.
So that's where we do it. And I'm hoping that we can do some version of it, if not, you know, at least some dinner or gala, but we'll see. But, you know, obviously we're going to try and, you know, coordinate and put it together with Lou Gehrig Day as well. So
that's very cool. It's a tremendous accomplishment to get baseball to do it. And that's awesome, man. And we would love to partner up and help in any way in promotion or anything that we can, especially as the events get closer. We will end this, though, on a slightly lighter note, a much lighter note.
Yes.
I don't know if you read the Sun Times today, but our boy Matt Spiegel was prominently featured in there because he will be when you
it's
are
the Boog
off
effect.
At Marquee. Yeah,
yes,
the Boog
it's
effect.
The Boog
when
effect,
you're off Marquee and Pat yeah. Hughes slides into your chair, Zach Zaitman
yep.
slides
yep.
into Pat's chair, and we
yep.
campaigned on the show for Spiegs to be able to live a lifelong dream. And so he will get 5 games this year. He will get Zach Zaitman's 5th inning when Zach is filling in for Pat Hughes. And this is something that he's wanted to do since he was a little kid. What advice would you have to Matt Spiegel of calling big league play-by-play on the Cubs radio networks, filling in for Zach Zaitman, filling in for Pat Hughes 5 times this year?
When is your first one, Matt?
Sunday, the 25th of April, pre and post, which is super fun, and then the 5th.
Oh boy,
I know
that is going to be fun. What advice would I? I mean, I like. I want to come up with something pithy right now, but I'll think about it. I mean, I might want you to come up with some, you know, ridiculous home run call or something along those lines. That might be fun. I think do you stay on the play mechanically and make sure that they can hear your smile through the radio?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Have you heard what Matt Spiegel did? He did a spring training game. Have you heard what he did to a dearly departed base runner, Boog? It should have been a bigger story, frankly. Matt Spiegel was killing base runners when he was calling Cubs Mariners this year during spring training. I believe we have.
And he's going to be dead.
That was his out call.
Yeah.
He killed him. He killed him on the base pass.
Is that a harsh treatment for somebody who gets caught stealing a base? Is for me to kill him from the booth, Boog?
Death seems a bit extreme. I might leave that one alone going forward, Matt. That would be my thought there. That's my thought there. So
we've got a play at the plate. Descalso is going to be dead.
Oh, see, it was at the plate.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a stolen base. Come on, there was drama.
Yeah. I think it's just a little much. It's okay. It's all right. It's just a little much. It's a little much. We don't need to kill him. It's Daniel Descalso, nice enough guy, you know.
And he's going to be dead.
Yeah, it's your sandbox. I don't want to kill anybody in your sandbox. I really don't.
It's not my sandbox. It's everybody's sandbox. I just think in the sandbox, we don't need to kill people.
It's a reasonable expectation. April 25th, the base runners at Wrigley need to be very, very careful.
Very careful.
Boog, thanks for the time, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Boys, thank you so much. Look forward to it.
Thanks, Boog.
That's Boog Sciambi with us on The Score.
I love
you.
Oh, yeah. I got a phone call. I got a phone call of unsolicited, lovely advice I'd like to share with you when we come back. A very sweet phone call today.
I would like to do that. Also, how sports teams are handling the vaccine leads to some very interesting anecdotes before Steve Stone at 4 o'clock on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Good morning, Willett. Billy, certainly a bittersweet day for
good morning,
all of us.
Bruce and Craig.
We'll talk to Steve Stone in 30 minutes. We're going to have some respect on this man's name. It's not Craig. It's not whatever else you've been called over the years. It's Matt Spiegel, future play-by-play voice of the Chicago Cubs at least five times in five fifth innings.
Going great, Max. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's not Max. It's insulting. So who called you? Who gave you advice, given that you're in the newspaper today, in the Sun-Times, with a photo, giving me very little credit, but some, enough credit. Just kidding. Who called you today to give you advice on your upcoming play-by-play debut? By the way, it's going to be the highest-rated fifth inning in regular season Cubs history, April 25th. Matt Spiegel on the play-by-play call.
Now, wait, before we even get there, though, did you see the picture of you? There's a picture of you in there. sir.
Oh, well, then I'm fine with my credit. No, yeah. I only read the digital copy. I did not see the picture. You said you were going to send it to me, but I didn't see it.
I know. I'm doing it right now. I'm so sorry. So you can see it as we're talking. You deserve to see yourself in glorious.
It's the newspaper that's dead to me, Spiegs. They ranked me number 18 of sports media personalities in this great city, and that was before they hired Boog Sciambi. So next year I'm going to be 19th at best. So the Sun-Times is and Jeff Agrest in particular are both dead to me. But yeah. I'm happy for you and your publicity.
Well, I just sent you the picture because it's the double truck industry term of the two-page newspaper spread. There, and there's a picture of me, and then there's a picture of you hosting with Mark Grody. And I don't I don't know why they used that picture. Maybe that's all they have. But Mark Grody gets some unexpected shine in the Sun-Times, uncredited, though it might be, right? They just say Danny Parkins, parentheses, right. On the right, end parentheses.
So it's been kind of a devastating day for me with Bubba and then the bird. So
Bubby.
Bubby.
Yeah. So, maybe they have a picture from when Grody and I were on the day that that my Bubby passed away. Well, you're the picture hasn't come through yet, but I'll be sure to observe it momentarily. But tell me why.
Phone rings. Phone rings this morning. I pick it up. Matt, hi there. It's me, it's Pat Hughes. I read the piece that Jeff Agrest wrote in the Chicago Sun-Times. Just wanted to offer some advice and well wishes for your upcoming play-by-play. What a beautiful,
Pat Hughes.
What a beautiful gesture from that man to call me unsolicited, Danny, and in his unmistakable tone, give me solid gold advice for doing baseball play-by-play. Just awesome. Pat Hughes.
That is great.
Isn't that cool?
By the way, this is a huge picture. I did not realize.
It's a massive picture. Yes.
You got a big spread, my man.
You're
going to be in the top 20 next
Content's
year.
Hard to come by these days in sports newspapers.
That's true. So Pat Hughes calls you out of the blue to offer play-by-play advice. And
beautiful.
Are you private or are you going to share some of it?
We ended up talking for like 15 minutes. It was glorious. Talked a bunch of music at the end, Pat. Big music guy. Lovely Rita. Meter Maid. Song by the Beatles. But no, Pat, and we just had a lovely conversation. Oh, it was good. It was terrific stuff. He said he referenced.
Not sure what I just said. Two down, nobody on.
He referenced Dick Enberg's book. Says in Dick Enberg's book, people want to know where is the ball and what the score is all the time. Gives the score after every batter, does Pat Hughes. But you know, there was a lot of stuff. I think it's stuff that he gives to aspiring play-by-play guys. I should let him give that out. But I'll share this one that he gave me, which was awesome. Vary your description of the pitcher. Because that's great, because I was practicing yesterday. I was doing three innings at my kitchen table off the marquee feed of the Cubs and the Pirates while my nephew was there. And my nephew was a young play-by-play guy, and I was keeping score in the scorebook and stuff. And I was doing three innings of practice yesterday. And I, you know, here's the pitch, or the pitch from Arrieta. And Jake, but Pat Hughes told me today, vary your descriptions of the pitcher.
Delivers, fires, that sort
of thing. The big right-hander. The big right-hander delivers. Right? Like, even just as he gave me that advice, I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds like Pat. That's good. Yes. Paint a picture. Talk about what you're seeing and vary your descriptions so it doesn't get old and boring for yourself and the listener as well.
But you know what's great for you here is you're only doing one inning, so your descriptors can probably fire out fairly easily, right? He's got to have a lot more of them over eight innings that he does. And you already know that rule. Because you asked Kenny Albert about Doc Emmerich's use of verbs, so you're good. Like he just think about it. Delivers, fires, hauls back, delivers, pitches.
Rears
you know,
back, yeah. What do you think about verbs?
Yeah. So you're in good shape there. You already knew that lesson, but now that you've had it from Pat Hughes, he's incepted it into your brain. You're going to be in good shape there. I like that.
What a kind man to make that phone call. You know.
Yeah, I read the article, and you were like, you could live in immortality if there is an inside-the-park grand slam. That's where your mind goes. I can relate to that. Spinning it forward to the most ridiculous possible situation.
Yes.
That is gonna, and you're like, they're going to be playing this call of my fifth inning of April 25th long right. after I'm gone.
Right, exactly. Like something like crazy it. Would happen. Or like I told you the first when this first came up, and I said, I might end up on quick pitch.
It's
like
true.
I'm nervous about the possibility. Quick pitch it's forever, man.
Especially
know?
If you kill a base runner. You're gonna end up on quick pitch. Yeah. Spring training, that can fly under the radar. Just end up on a little small afternoon show. But not during the regular season, my friend.
You are gonna be on quick pitch, most likely.
You think
now,
so?
It depends on what it'll be. It could be just like a transitional sentence.
Yes, for them everybody.
They use everybody, which is why it's like one of the best produced broadcasts, I think, in sports.
It is. It continues to be my favorite show on television, Quick Pitch. An hour of solid, beautifully produced highlights where they spin the narrative of the entire game. It's different than the recaps you get on MLB.com. It's different than the condensed games or anything people throw up on YouTube. It's unique to Quick Pitch. And as Tanny says, they consolidate all the different broadcasts. You get flavor of everybody doing the game. It's the best.
So now you should be nervous. It's one thing to just be nervous, a little MLB play-by-play, filling in for a future Hall of Famer on the Cubs radio network across a couple dozen stations. But you could be mentioned in passing on MLB Network in the morning. Now I see reason for you to be nervous. By
I don't think Danny's ever watched.
It,
I don't think Danny's ever watched Quick Pitch, Tanny. What do you think?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Afternoons, mornings.
He's like just finishing off his first orange juice of the day when Quick Pitch is on. He's not going to spoil that with baseball. Are you kidding me?
No.
It's
absolutely.
Like, all right, let's just get to the highlights. You know.
yeah. Please, moving around. How did I end up here? Where's NFL Network? Where's Kay Adams? It's great. I'm thrilled that was such a big story in the Sun-Times. You gonna frame that one? You gonna save that one?
I don't know. I did get a hard copy.
All right, good.
To have
good.
It. It's been a good run. It's been a good run here. I'm ready to actually just move on and do the work. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's be calm. Let's do an inning here or there. Let's have ball games. It's baseball is back, but between the ball games, get a little antsy. Need another one. Need more.
I understand. We had a fun rant on this station, and teams are making decisions about the vaccine rollout, and it's affecting the sports at which we're watching. It's next on The Score.
And we are joined in the booth by distinguished gentleman, Dr. Philip Ozwa. He is the president and chief executive officer of Modifure Medicine. Welcome to the booth, Doc. How you doing?
Thank you very much, Michael. Happy to be here.
There are going to be people that are somewhat reticent to get the vaccine. What are some of the misconceptions about the vaccine?
Rumors out there that the vaccine can make you infertile. It's not good for certain ethnic groups. It's not good for people who look like me. It was done in a hurry. The fact is that the science has been going on for decades. The research into this kind of vaccine has been going on. Many people dedicated their lives to this research, and now we just had to plug in the code, and there we are.
Yes, Network, with the call. You're seeing a lot of teams in sports have their broadcasts bring in medical experts to talk about vaccinations, and you've heard locally, right, where the Cubs are not up to 85% of players vaccinated. The White Sox are not either. Most baseball teams are working towards that number. Some have already got there. 85% is where baseball says they can start relaxing some restrictions and bringing players in, players' families in, and not needing to wear masks in the dugout and all of that sort of thing. Same thing with the Bulls. It came out that a lot of the guys have been vaccinated, but some are still choosing not to. And it's been kind of wild, Speaks, to see the impact of it. We still have games being canceled sometimes in sports. We still have guys mm-hmm. sitting out of games, right? There was an incident with the Nationals at the beginning of this season. There was just an incident in hockey with the Canucks, I believe, right? So, I mean, the virus is still out there. It's still impacting the world and way less.
COVID-19 is still out there.
Thank you, OJ Mahomes. But it's also impacting sports. But these players, the teams with the access to all the information and the best doctors in the world, you know, you still have some people choosing not to get vaccinated.
Yes, and, because if you reach 85% vaccination as a team, you get lightened COVID protocols on the road. And we all know what a big deal those protocols have been for teams to try and go along with and what the violations have been. So you'd think that players would be racing to get vaccinated so they could lessen those protocols on the road.
But there are a lot of reasons why people are not choosing to get them. I think that personally, it's silly, but there are deep-rooted historical issues of mistrust with vaccinations. And then there's a ton of bad information out there and Facebook and disinformation and all sorts of things like that. And all of this is very serious. But also, for our purposes, it led to a vintage Dan Bernstein rant, which can at times be a little hilarious and kind of a trip back into the good old days that some people, they miss that version of Dan Bernstein. So here is Dan Bernstein upon hearing the news that some members of the Cubs are still getting educated on whether or not they should get vaccinated.
Our own Bruce Levine just tweeted the following. Cubs David Ross said the players are still not at 85% vaccinated. He said some have come around to taking it, while others are still going through the educational process. What in holy hell are we doing here? The educational process is not your wife's TikTok. The educational process is not Facebook. The education is done. Ask your doctor. You have team doctors. There's no excuse. You have actual MDs employed by the team on multiple levels. There is no educational process. Get your damn vaccination. Get it because it's good for you. It's good for your family. It's good for everyone. The vaccine is safe and it works. There is no reason not to. Your educational process should be over the moment you ask a doctor, should I get vaccinated? Here's your flow chart. Should I get vaccinated against COVID? Yes. End of process. Done. The educational process is not some meme. It's not something that leads back to that British Dr. Wakefield, as they all do. Oh. It's not TikTok. It's not something your kids saw on Instagram. You've got a doctor. Get vaccinated against COVID. It's the only way we end this thing. Stop this stupidity already. For the love of God, grown-ass men, you got every medical opinion at your disposal right there. People who went to medical school. God, it's enough. It's enough. It's settled science. Get it. Will they change it every? Will they reformulate it every year? Yeah. Might there be boosters? Yeah. Are they learning more about it as we go? Yeah. The only way we get out of this, the only way, is through science. It's not through drinking flax oil that you ordered from somewhere. God darn it.
God darn it. Gosh dang it. Dadgummit.
I think Ned Flanders wanted to go a little harder there.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. It was great. He's 100% right. Obviously, the one thing I think that he knows that you can't force people to get vaccinated. You can't force people to get injected with something, right? You cannot force medicine upon people. But obviously, you should do it. The first time you have the opportunity to get vaccinated, please, please, please get vaccinated. I get my second dose next Wednesday.
Yeah, my second dose is coming as well. For
Can't
me,
wait.
The players need to. They need. You could also just appeal to their selfishness and say, "Would you like your season saved? Would you like to have fewer cancellations?" I mean, you shouldn't.
I'm sure they're
to.
Trying to appeal to everything, but it's just a, you know, they're
They're working towards it, but it's wild that we're not there yet. It's on crazy. Everybody agreeing, hey, let's take this medicine that can stop this hellishness that we've all been living through for the last 16 months. Steve Stone on an incredible opening day for the White Sox and more next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.